welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here this week with Stephen Cobb of ESET. Stephen, welcome.
Good to be here, Brian.
Stephen, there's a lot of election talk right now, and particularly around Romney's tax returns. And what's really interesting is there's actually a press story out that talks about some, you know, nefarious individuals getting access to them, both using electronic means and physical means. And often in this podcast, we talk a lot about the electronic and being safe on the internet and other places. But what's interesting in this case is there's a physical security component. And in your experience, is this still really a problem after all this time?
Oh, definitely, Brian. I think that the ability to talk your way into a building, to access an internal system by deception, by what we call social engineering, is definitely still a challenge for companies.
You know, I could remember these reports that they came out where folks would call the help desk of their company and say, hey, I'm Brian and I'm in marketing. I lost my password. And they would just tell them over the phone and that person would then log in into the system. Are there other, in your experience, other tricks or tactics that people have tried to use to get physical access using either social engineering or, quite frankly, walking through the back door?
Well, to elaborate on your story, the classic is finding the company directory in trash. The company's updated the phone numbers. They throw out the old one. You find a list of names and numbers. And then when I call in pretending to be the help desk and asking the receptionist to reset her password for me, she thinks it's me because I know the names of the people in the department. And I can, you know, if she's hesitant, I can call her bluff and say, oh, well, just call me back on extension 359, you know, and that's the real extension. So physical security, getting a hold of internal documents, getting a hold of keys to buildings, all that plays a part now, along with the other forms of penetration of a system.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I think we spend so much time talking about what to do. But I mean, in terms of best practices for physical security, I mean, nothing is obviously impenetrable. But, you know, we probably want to think about as individuals, what could I do as an individual just to try and mitigate that physical access where someone might walk in and just take something or gain access through physical means that might open up that electronic doorway?
Well, I think the basics are still applicable, which is having a password on whatever device it is that you're using and have a timeout set. This might sound paranoid, but when I'm working on my own computer at home and step away for 5 minutes, I come back, it asks for my password to get back on it. And, you know, I've got a password set on my phone. So if somebody steals my mobile phone, they have at least one barrier to getting to my information on it. And that's the same in the office. In this particular case that you started the story with here, it looks like the people said, and we don't know whether it's true or not, but they got into the building on one floor that was not protected and went down into the floor that was protected. And I think if you're running an office configuration for your company, that's the sort of thing you have to think about. Is the office really secure, particularly after hours? And, you know, are you identifying the people that come and go? Obviously, today we have, you know, picture badges, that sort of thing. Those can be very helpful to just make sure you know everybody who's around in the building and tell everybody who works there, you know, it's okay to challenge somebody if you don't know who they are.
Yeah, I don't think you need to tackle them and you know, and inquire them. But I think it's a good point just to say, hello, can I help you? You know, that's a very simple thing to do. And you know, the person can identify themselves, particularly, you know, in large companies, because it's, you know, there's so many telecommuters and, you know, folks that are contractors coming in and out of companies these days. It's a, you know, it's a very, very good advice on your part to just kind of look out for each other.
Yeah, the thing you want to avoid is having upper management get upset if a junior employee asks who they are, which is something I've heard about. But, you know, that's not good for security either. If I as an employee don't recognize somebody, it should be okay for me to challenge them and, you know, make sure they are in the building with a legitimate purpose. Particularly, just to bring it back to the classics you see in the movies, particularly if they're wearing a utility company uniform or a phone company uniform, you do want to ask for their identification.
Well, Stephen, that's really good advice. And, you know, I think, you know, as the electronic and physical worlds continue to collide, I think you have to look at those intersection points and say, you know, is this something that we need to worry about? Stephen, thanks for joining us this week. Listeners, please visit the blog. It's blog.eset.com. We have a blog up on this Romney tax return hack and lots of other things for you to dig into. We'll talk to you next week.